You guys are going to rank these NBA legends blindly without knowing which player comes next. All right.
Can you explain the rules again?
Seriously? You're joking, right? You're making fun of me, I guess.
We've heard it three times this episode.
Have you really?
We hear it three times per.
I want to hear them again.
All right, whatever.
You're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
We would like to welcome back all of our friends, family, and even our foes to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Along with my two oldest sons, Kellen and Garrett, I'm Todd Fox. And together, we are the Fox Den. And today, we have a special guest, Mr. Diego Zavarce. I said that right, right? Is joining us. He's been on, have you been on two or three times? I don't remember.
I just think once.
Oh, well, Garrett, that's your problem. Garrett, he's your friend, so you need to get him on more often. So.
Hey, now.
But you can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. You can follow us on Instagram at Fox Den Sports Podcast. And our new YouTube channel is Fox Den Sports. I know we'll be uploading this video after the podcast tonight. So I'm looking forward to it. And with today, which it's kind of like tonight now, making this is our 75th episode. What player do you think of that wore the jersey number 75?
Think of all Howie Long.
Is there
tell us
say?
Why. Yeah, tell us why.
Yeah, don't go into all this goober stuff. Tell us why.
Hey,
what do you mean goober stuff?
He's one of my. He's a great commentator. I love him on the pregame shows. You know, hanging out with all Terry, my best friend Terry,
your
and
buddy
Jimmy.
Terry.
Oh yeah,
my favorite guys. Coach Jimmy.
Oh yeah, Jimmy. So it's just. I used to think of him when I'd see him talk sports. I was like, that's that guy from those GMC commercials when I was a kid. I was like, what does he know about sports? No idea. He was somebody before the GMC commercials or whatever truck it was that he was on. But, you know, he was a beast from the clips that I've seen.
He was really
I've actually seen clips of him on like some of these people I've looked up in the past.
Didn't he have a football life too, I think?
I think you're well. Gary's saying like one of those.
Oh, you're talking about a show? Oh, yeah, he did. I think he did. I don't know. Whatever.
He had a live play for the Raiders. Yeah, I'm gonna go good old Vince Wilfork. You know, the just meaty boy down in the middle for multiple teams. I remember mostly for New England, but
yeah,
it's a big old boy.
He's a big one. Diego, how about yourself?
I'm kind of mad at Gary because he took my
little technical difficulties with Diego.
Yeah,
at that point.
Okay.
The big.
Who is it?
Gary took mine.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad.
So who do you pick? You don't have anybody then, or?
No, he took mine. I should have gone first as the guest.
You know what? That is our fault.
All right, okay, fine. Diego gets
Diego, you know, could take
Diego gets Vince Wilfork. I'll pick somebody else. I'll pick Deacon Jones. How about Deacon Jones?
Deacon Jones is good. Tony Casillas.
No, he can. He can.
I know Tony Casillas.
He can have Howie Long. I think I'll take Joe Green.
Don't. That's who I was gonna take, man.
I thought about Joe Green. I didn't want to take it from you.
Right, because that's the guy. Like 75 is Joe Green.
See, here's something I want to go back on because I've noticed the last couple episodes after listening to it is whenever we're done naming these, Pa is always saying, you know, and that is number 74, his guy. Like
yeah,
our
is.
Guys just don't exist.
Your guys,
like our guys don't matter.
Well, I mean.
And so I want to say that 75 belongs to Vince Wilfork.
All right. Well, it's very interesting. We haven't been able to talk to Diego for quite a while. Well, I'm sure Gary has, but as far as being on the podcast, just like to know some of your thoughts the Thunder. Have you kept up with any of the Thunder, the draft, the rookie games, anything like that? Have you? What are your thoughts so far? Technical difficulty.
First, I want to apologize to Skulk for my episode. I wasn't prepared. But yes, I have been keeping up with the Thunder. I'm a big Thunder. I love the Thunder up here. So the Thunder of my life carry us to victory. I believe in that. I believe in that. And I also believe that J-Dub is going to be a superstar.
I agree. I think I called that from the Fox Den before any of the other Fox Den guys did, for sure. But he is for sure going to be one of the studs for years to come, for sure. What about, so are you doing any of the games anymore? Are you like you helping out or no?
I'm too busy. You know, I'm married now. I go home and take care of the wife. I got to work full time and coach high school football. It takes all my time. I don't got much time to go and be a ball boy anymore for the Thunder. I think my time has ended.
Well, now, I got news for you. A 54-year-old man would love to be a ball boy for the Thunder. Just saying.
Oh, I can hook you up.
Hook me up. We'll see what happens.
I'm going to be mad, though, if they win the NBA Finals in the next, like, 5 years because I could have gotten a ring.
How does that work? Do you know, like, if they hypothetically made the playoffs, like, do you guys just get assigned these games?
Yeah. So they actually just picked the best ball boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the best guys that have worked the best throughout the season, and they basically worked the whole playoffs.
How do they rank you guys? That'd
be crazy.
How's the ranking? Like, how good you mop up the floor or get off the floor quickly? Or
yeah, just how you hustle out there, how you mop the floor. If you see somebody falls, if you're first one up and you get there as quickly as you can, I mean, that's just showing that you care, you know? You care about these players' safety. I mean, it's in the ball boys' hands that these guys aren't tearing their ACLs, there you honestly. Go.
Do you talk to anybody like a Presti or like at all?
I've seen Sam every once in a while. I don't say hi to him. He's kind of intimidating. I don't want to interfere with that. I want him to take us to the promised land, which I think he will. But I do talk to the coaches, the assistant coaches. I know I've talked to the summer league head coach Cam Woods.
Yeah.
Really cool guy. He started as a players coach, helping other coaches warm up players, and now he's an assistant coach for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it works.
And then Shea, you hung out with Shea before, right? Talked to you, you guys hung out a little bit, and he was talking about hooking up again at some point.
So I worked at Orange Theory before I worked at my new job, and Shea Gilgeous, Alexander's girlfriend, was a member at the gym, and me and some other employees became friends with her. We had no idea at first that she was dating Shea at that time. We just saw them always wearing Thunder gear, and then one day she eventually told us that she was dating Shea, and I was like, well, that's cool. But they invited us to the gym. I met Shea, but I've met Shea before being a ball boy. Not have actually had a conversation with him like I did after a game. He's a really nice guy. He's everything you expect him to be. He's very humble, funny. He was kind of mad, though, because they just lost to the Trailblazers.
Sure.
I always hate when we lose to the Trailblazers. But they did say they were going to invite us over for a cookout. Never happened. I'm kind of sad. But I don't hate him for it. He's still doing good for us.
Sure. No. Yeah, just let me know when that cookout is, and I will be there.
I'll invite you before Gary for sure.
What?
That's what I'm talking about right there. Diego. So, another thing, any thoughts on the signing of the, how do you pronounce it, Milicic?
I think it's something Micic, but
Micic, yeah.
Micic, Vasil, Micic. I would say number one fan of the Fox Den Sports podcast. I listen to it every week. I'm always texting Gary. I'm like, hey guys, when are you going to drop an episode? It's been like a week. So I'm always on top of the Fox Den, and I, I listened to what Gannon said, thinking he's going to play like 20, maybe 25 minutes. I don't know if he's that good. I hope he's that good. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he's a stud. But I think he's going to play like 10 to 15 minutes. I think he's going to be – he's older. I think he's going to be – have some experience, be able to calm the game down a little bit. I'm not expecting much, which I hope I'm wrong, because if he's good, it's going to help us a lot more. But we will see. We will see if he turns out to be something special. If not, it's okay. We have 35 draft picks the next 7 years. We'll be okay.
Yeah. Exactly. We got a bunch. Got a bunch.
I just don't know. Like, yeah, 35 draft picks, and then we have 21 players on our current roster. Like, he has got to be thinking something. Like, what? I have no idea. But, like, we have got to figure out what to unload these picks on that's going to make us take us over the hump and also, like, keep our team, like, as cohesive as it is. Because they
have no idea.
Like, I was telling Diego last night, like, everything you see, these guys honestly look like they're just having fun.
Yeah.
Like, they're all friends. I don't think this group would ever have any, like, off-the-court issues to where it's going to affect you down the road.
No, I agree 100%.
I agree.
Kellen, any thoughts to what Garrett just said?
Well, you know, when it comes to Thunder basketball, I feel like me and Gary usually see pretty eye to eye, so I got no disagreements with anything Gary typically says.
So Gannon's not here this week. Yeah, Gannon's at he's a counselor at the camp, little church camp Callie's at, but Gannon's always kind of like over here, and you guys are over here, and I got to play the peacemaker in the middle.
I wouldn't say peacemaker. You just kind of sit there and watch, but
it's fun. It's fun. Well,
Let's be honest. The Thunder debates is what started.
I would say I'm on Gary and Kellen's side.
Thank you.
It's all good.
Gannon's just, takes are usually a little outlandish.
No, Gannon's takes are usually just whatever Presti does, he's 1,000% in. And now I will say Sam Presti doesn't usually steer us wrong. So I don't want to doubt him, but I don't think I think we have a lot of guards. Like Gary says, we keep grabbing a lot of guards. And I don't know why.
Yes.
Why do we need more guards?
At some point, it's got to stop.
Thank you.
We have Chet and the rest of the lineup as guards.
And I believe after our podcast the other day, they traded away Patty Mills, right? After the podcast?
Yes, they did.
But we got like a massive
package. We got a bunch of stuff for that. So
three players and a second round pick.
Are any of those guys going to play for us?
Only one I could see like as a maybe, and that's if he stays on the team, would be Rudy Gay. But I wouldn't even say he'd probably.
They wanted to get him like 3 or 4 years ago. Like after Durant left, I remember there was talk about trying to get Rudy Gay. It had been Rudy Gay and Russ, and I guess, and obviously Paul George was there. I remember there was talk about him.
Would have been better than Melo.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And I don't know the other.
It would have been better than Melo.
Who are the other two guys? I couldn't remember off the top of my head. But Gannon didn't think either one of those guys would stick around with us.
I don't know their names. Never heard of them really. So I don't think it's going to be.
There is one. One of the guys is a power forward, I believe. He was like 6'8 power forward. But
I think his name is Usman Guava.
Yeah.
I remember one was Usman because I was like, there's probably about 2 to 3 of those in the league. We got two.
We got two of them.
Ty-Ty
Washington.
Yes, he played at Kentucky, right?
I forgot. Yes, yeah, Kentucky I could see him being a good like G League contributor, and then like later on, maybe.
I think out of the two, he has the better potential, but we have too many guards. I just don't think he's going to get time.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be here. Be here before you know it, but I mean, Chet's look pretty good. The J Will looked really good. Really good, I thought. So I don't think he's playing anymore from what I heard. I don't know if that's accurate. J Deb or him.
I know Trey Mann's out for good.
Is it really?
I know we lost tonight against Houston, but
so I'm assuming if he's out, then they're planning on either keeping him or trading, but not, I mean, that would be my guess.
Trey Mann?
Yeah.
I think he has an actual injury.
Oh, does he? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like something in his hand, I think.
And then so. the Wallace kid went nuts. How did he play tonight? Because if they,
yeah, he went 2 for 12 for 8 points. So not as good. But our second rounder went off for 19. So
yeah, he's gonna. Keontae Johnson played really well.
Oh yeah, the K-State kid. Yeah,
yeah. He's I think he could be a pretty good difference maker. Like I said, with injuries or needing to give someone a little bit less minutes, like he's got a motor and he's a freak athlete, so
for sure. Any other NBA or any other Thunder talk that you guys have? No,
okay. I was gonna say Victor. I mean,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
He had two completely, pretty much opposite games. Like one game having 9 points, good rebounds and blocks, and the next one, 27 points, so pretty much in the middle. Doesn't give a whole lot of people a great idea of obviously what's to come, but he had one shot early in the second game I saw, and you could just tell in his face and his play style, his confidence just through the roof after that one shot. But
what are your thoughts on him, Diego?
On Victor?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to be, in 2-3 years, I think he's going to be one of the better players in the league. Yeah. Maybe the best player in the league. I think everything is going to run through him in San Antonio for now. So he's going to put up big numbers. But I think we'll see a lot of inconsistency because he's still going to get used to playing in the NBA. I don't think his mentality is as good as Chet. I think Chet just does not care who's guarding him. He's not afraid of anything. I think Victor, I mean, he might have those moments, but I think he's going to be amazing. I think he's going to be a great player. I mean, I wish we were that bad enough to get him, but sure. We weren't. But I think we're on the right track, and I think San Antonio did the best thing they could and get Victor. So
I will say, though, what I don't know if it was ESPN or whoever, but putting them as the number one for like best young core for the future over us just because of him is the dumbest thing ever.
One guy.
It's one ridiculous. Guy. They have him and then that Jeremy Sohan. Kid.
Yeah. Sohan.
Besides like, that, they have nobody else.
Shea alone, like lining up him and next to Shea, like obviously Victor has a lot of upside, but Shea, we've already seen. Yeah. He's a first team all NBA player at 24 or whatever. Yeah. Like,
he probably established himself as a top 10 player in the league.
Shea?
Yeah.
Oh, easily. And also, too, you're seeing a lot more young players and everything, and just players in the NBA, like saying he's one of their favorite players to watch. Just the way he just, I don't know, man. It's just such a smooth style.
He's got some swag on and off.
He does. The
court. Like,
it's so much different than watching like Russ play.
Yeah, true. Russ is just attack,
and him
attack.
Being
Shea.
Amazing, and then Shea coming in, just smooth.
Shea doesn't look like he's trying. Russ looked like you could tell he was always 110%.
Yeah,
not a bad
which
way,
isn't bad. Yeah,
but, two completely different players.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it.
What's going to happen to Zion? Is he trying to play his way or get his way traded to a different team?
I have no idea. I don't follow him enough to really know, but I just think until he gets
he's
back
been a,
on the court.
Yeah, he's
like,
been a disappointment. Young Kawhi Leonard never plays.
I don't think he's ever going to play, honestly.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
I just when he's on the court, he is a really good basketball player. He does everything well. I mean, he was having a good year last year or 2 years ago where he was going to be an all-star, and then he just gets hurt or another excuse. Who knows what it is, but I just don't think he's going to be able to play not even 45 games, honestly.
Okay. It's unfortunate. I don't know where he'll end up, but I think he's trying to force himself out, kind of like what Anthony Davis did earlier. NFL training camps start, believe it or not, it's like next week. Most rookies begin showing up a week from today. And then by the 25th and 26th, I think everybody but the Jets will have met, like the veterans and rookies, obviously. And then the Jets, the rookies and the veterans meet on the 29th. So NFL camps already here, which is crazy to even think about the NFL season coming up. And Diego, I think you were are you the defending champion, like two-time defending champion of fantasy?
I am the two-time defending champion, going to be three-time champion after this fantasy football season.
Not so fast, my friend. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
I have the best team name for sure. I don't know if anybody can beat me there.
I'm interested in seeing like who some of the players. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want anybody to think I'm going to take any of these guys. But some of the players that are going to be available, some of the rookies. So it'll be fun.
Anybody on my team is available. I'll tell you that.
Hey, I'll trade anybody. Anytime.
Yeah, your team is cheeks.
That's what I'm saying. This league is set up for like, if you win, you're going to keep winning. Unless you have Alvin Kamara, who just 6 touchdowns in the Super Bowl for me. And then the next year disappears. And my team fell apart after that.
Did you won the Super Bowl that year, didn't you?
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's right. I was set up for life. And then he gave up. Stafford gave up. Yeah. Kittle gave up. And then my 3 best players didn't show up. And I was like, all right.
Sure.
Well, I'm in rebuilding now, and I don't see a way out.
So what are you guys – I know it's still a couple weeks out, but we'll still talk about it. But what are you all looking forward to? Like, what's one big thing you're kind of looking forward to this year? You know what I mean? Like
– Anthony Richardson.
Really?
Just want to see. I'm excited to see a young guy on the Colts finally.
Do you think he's going to get much playing time early, or do you think he'll start?
He better.
You think so, really? Okay.
If not, yeah. If not, they're an idiot. Because like,
have you watched like highlights of him killing?
The highlights look good, but the highlights isn't everything. Yeah. If you watch,
no, I know. I just didn't know.
But yes, his highlights look good. No, yeah. As soon as he got drafted, I did that because I was like, I just wanted to see. So
sure.
I'm hoping. I mean, we got whoever built Jalen Hurts up came over here, so if we can have something similar to that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say give him 2 to 3 years. Obviously. But
the thing is, we're in a terrible division, so we could be a playoff team if we play well. We're not going to go anywhere. But, like, all we have to – it's really us, then the Jaguars. And you never know. The Texans could be better. But, like
– I think they're a little bit – I think they're a year or two away from
– That's what I think. So, I think it's us versus the Jaguars. Like, I think Titans –
It is a very fun division, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence, CJ, Anthony Richardson, and then
Titans are coming back down. Who do they get?
Will Levis. Well, never mind. Tennessee is garbage.
So if Tannehill leaves, Will Levis will be the oldest quarterback in that division. That's insane.
That is crazy. So, but they also got Malik Willis, who they drafted last year, but he's stunk. Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do.
So what are you looking forward to? Any storylines? I mean, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. How do you think that's going to work out? Are they still going to be – you think you're going to be vying for second or third place?
Third.
Yeah.
What?
In the division.
New York?
Jets, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Over
– In the East.
What, Miami and Buffalo?
Miami, Buffalo, and New England. Yeah.
No, they'll be better than Miami.
You think so?
Miami's going to be number
Miami
one.
Miami has the better roster. But New York, I think, has
better quarterback,
the better defense.
They got a really good defense. Yeah, they got a really good defense.
But if Tua doesn't have another, if Tua doesn't have another concussion, they're number one in that division because they were rolling before he started getting hurt.
I don't disagree.
They were looking insane.
You got any thoughts on that, Diego?
I think the Jets have the better defense. As long as Tua can just play. Yeah. I think Miami has the better roster by a little bit. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to have good quarterback play. And Aaron Rodgers is one of the best. So, you can't bet against them.
Sure. What would you take on Tua playing over under 10.5 games.
Over.
Ten and a half over.
I'd say not by much. I think the guys.
I think if you put it like 14, then you have that's a little bit more. But
I think yeah, he's 14, 13. I think he's gonna knock. He's gonna get knocked out again, and he's gonna be out for a month. So that's just
that is fair. I mean, if he just gets one concussion, they'll probably keep him out for more than necessarily needed.
A lot
but
of
normal.
Emphasis on that. They're gonna all their power is gonna be trying to protect him.
Yeah, the media pressure.
I agree.
But then they who did they get? I know they got Jalen Ramsey, right? On the defensive side.
Yeah.
And didn't they get who's a running back? Did they pick up a running back?
They drafted somebody, I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember who it was, but I thought they got somebody new. I'm not really sure, but I don't know how that
happened. They were just in talks about Dalvin Cook.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what I think you're thinking of.
Is he still?
Yeah.
He got cut, right?
Yeah.
So but he's still out there. Wow.
The free agent market is still insane.
Wow. I don't know. Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, thing is, though, it's like, I mean, I wouldn't pay a whole lot of money for a running back either, regardless. So at this point, so what other storylines? Anything?
Ready for Chiefs to be last in the division this year.
Oh, yes. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
I hope the Raiders do well, though, honestly.
Jimmy G,
I don't know. We'll see.
As a Cowboys fan.
Were you done? Did you say something? You said I was a Cowboys fan and then just stopped talking.
I didn't want to interrupt Kellen. I respect
No, you're good.
I thought your headset died again.
I thought I was done.
And then,
no, and as then a Cowboys fan, I think as much as I defend Dak Prescott, I think it's a make or break year for sure.
I agree.
I think he needs to have a good year. I think he can have a good year. I do believe in him. But if he doesn't, I think it's time to start thinking about.
I think it's time. Yeah,
they're gonna be. That's what I said last year.
Yeah,
I would say
Garrett loves him. He's got Dak Prescott underwear on.
Storyline wise,
I would say all these like rookie quarterbacks because we got so many that like you got CJ, Trevor Lawrence or not Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young.
Yeah,
toss Levis in there, but like we'll see a lot of young starting right quarterbacks.
We will. Don't see Bryce Young being a big impact. That's just, I mean,
yeah.
I hope he is, but I just don't see it.
To go on Diego's though, say we get knocked out in the first or second round again, what I would do, trade Dak Prescott and draft Drake May.
What about Caleb Williams? Would you rather have Drake?
Williams.
There's shot you guys make it to the playoffs and get Caleb Williams. You can't have both.
No, not even me. So
that's
there?
When you trade Dak, but you're not going to get the number one pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not. You're nobody's going to trade Caleb Williams for Dak.
That's well, I don't think anybody's going to trade for Dak.
I agree with that too. But.
Did you see what Russell Wilson went for?
Yeah, I would take Russell over Dak.
Yeah.
Russell's garbage.
And we all thought Russell Wilson was we thought he was good enough to like beat the Chiefs. Like, and
I do
he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
I do think Sean Payton will make a difference, but I don't know if he's going to make that big of a difference to contend against the Chiefs. I mean, I still think Denver's second or third best in that division, depending on the Chargers, second, third, and then Raiders still are probably, unfortunately, the last place team in that division. In my opinion, and Jimmy G's one of those guys. I love him to death, but he's going to miss 6 games. You know, it's unfortunate.
Sadly.
Yeah. But we'll
see. Can I ask you guys a question?
Let's hear it. We love your questions.
No.
No.
No, it's not for you, Gary. If the Cowboys make second round, Dak plays good. And we get eliminated, and we notice that it's not Dak's fault. Like he did everything he could. He played good. What are your thoughts then at that moment?
Got to get rid of Trayvon Diggs because obviously that'd be the reason you got bust.
I think you explore the trade.
I also think it depends on how Dak did. Did he have a phenomenal full year and they just couldn't pull it off in the end? Or was it, did he just have a really good round two game?
Well, I think if they got in there, he's obviously having a pretty good year. I mean, if he,
but
if,
like,
you know what I mean?
A really good year, though.
Because our, well, yeah, but our division's going to be pretty good next year. So,
yeah, it is. I just, they're not going to win with him. I mean, they're just not, I mean, the stars could all line up and all that, maybe, but I like him. I think he's a great individual. I just don't see him winning big games when they really matter, because he's beaten up on the NFC East for years, and then Philadelphia's getting better. I think the Giants will be a little bit better this year, but I still think we'll beat them. I think, I mean, then Washington, I think they're still messed up, but it'll be another couple years before they do anything.
I will say, though, Dak is a pretty good player against the Eagles.
Yeah, he is. He is.
I'm not afraid of the Eagles. I think we have a better defense than the Eagles.
Yeah.
If Dak can play like 75% good, I think we can beat him. He has to play 75% good.
I think the Eagles are all about Jalen Hurts.
At least.
If Hurts has a good year, but if he takes a step back or teams start figuring out Jalen Hurts, and they're going to be in trouble. That's my opinion, but I don't know. Who would you take right now if you could, Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott, if you could have him as your quarterback?
Oh, Jalen Hurts, not even close.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's also an OU guy. I have to.
I know.
I would take Justin
Fields. And that can actually buy a jersey.
Yeah, then we can buy a jersey. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
How are the Packers going to do without Aaron Rodgers?
I think they'll win more games.
Do you really?
I'm a big Jordan Love believer.
So am I.
Huh.
I think they'll do better
the
than
one game or one little bit we saw of them last year looked really good.
No, I mean, I think it'd be great. Who's going to have a better year, him? Or Jordan Love, or who's the kid at San Francisco? Not the Purdy guy, but the other guy, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
I guess he's been a major disappointment. They traded a couple first round picks, I think, to get him, and not good.
He's just been hurt.
It's tough to say Jordan Love because Trey Lance has the better offense, the better offensive coordinator too. But
I heard Trey Lance is third right now.
Yeah. You're right. I think you're
Trey
right.
Lance is the third string quarterback at the moment.
Because Brock Purdy and then the other kid that was drafted from the Jets and went to Carolina, played for
Darnold?
USC.
Darnold.
Yeah. Darnold. Sam Darnold. And the thing is about Sam Darnold, I would love to see him succeed. I really would, because he seems like a pretty good kid. I mean, they all are. You want them all to succeed. It would just be very interesting if every team in the league had a really good quarterback, like then you would see who, you know, I guess if everybody had a really good, like a stud quarterback, then you would see who would be able to be the better teams. Like right now, the Mahomes, obviously Burrow, some of the best quarterbacks in the league, then their teams are ranked number one. But if everybody had that guy and then they weren't really like looking to draft anybody next year, which would be crazy, but that would be interesting to see if they took out the quarterbacks, how the teams all stacked up. I'd love to see Cincinnati do well this year, really well. I hope, because I'm love a little Joe Burrow.
I'd love for a little Cincinnati Philadelphia Super Bowl.
Not Philadelphia.
I love me some Joe Burrow.
Little Joe Shiesty.
So we're gonna do the Mount Rushmore of NFC West teams. We're beginning with Kellen. So Kellen has the Seattle Seahawks. Diego has the Rams. Could be St. Louis and LA, either, you know, but the top four players, in your opinion, that played for that franchise. And Garrett's got the 49ers, and I have the Cardinals. So we'll start with Kellen, then we'll go to Diego, and then Garrett, and then I will wrap up. Who I think. So, Kellen, who do you think for the Seattle Seahawks, the Mount Rushmore?
Well, I think it's only fair that I do players that I've heard of. So, I'd go on Steve Largent.
Yeah, for sure.
Russell Wilson, I know ended poorly, but he made a big impact on that team.
Yeah, sure.
I think Marshawn Lynch. I think he was just insane for a while. Fourth is where I kind of ran into some issues. I hate to do it. I don't even know if he's the right one, but I got to go Richard Sherman.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that defense was just like you couldn't throw in his half of the field.
Cam Chancellor was pretty good.
But yeah, that's thing. They had Earl Thomas.
Yeah. I forgot about Earl Thomas.
But I just Bobby always think Wagner. Of Sherman. I always think of Sherman as the head. I think he was just the loudest.
He was the loudest. Yeah, you're right.
He was the one that got into your head, got into my head, and I didn't have anything to do with the game. And That's a good
I know Sean Alexander was a really good running back. I don't know if he
I forgot about him.
But I don't know if he would be on the Mount Rushmore. My buddy Brian would probably be able to tell me who his Mount Rushmore is because he's a big Seattle fan. But that's Jim Zorn was a quarterback, Dave Craig back in the day. I mean, they had a running back by the name of Kurt Warner, which is funny. But there's been some pretty decent players with him. I just never, ever since Pete Carroll's been there, I just never not been a Seattle fan. So if he ever leaves, and perhaps I will like him a little bit more. Dig, are you ready, or do you want me to move on to Gary first?
No, I'm ready.
Who do you think when you think of the Rams, the Mount Rushmore, the top four players?
I got to start off with Marshall Faulk. Back, former Madden cover. You can't beat him. You know, he's a stud. Another running back, Eric Dickerson.
Oh, yeah.
As well. He has the single – is it the single season rushing record?
2,105 yards.
Right. And almost beat that 1 year. I was really sad about that. But Kurt Warner, you got to put him up there. You got to put him up there. What a great story. You know, I watched his movie actually like 2 weeks ago. I didn't really know that much info about him. I just remember him being an older quarterback.
I forgot he even had a movie. I need to watch that. I don't think I've seen it.
It's with the guy from Shazam, whatever that guy actor is. And then about him earlier, I saw that Deacon Jones was a Ram, but I'm going to go with somebody that I've been watching lately the past couple of years is Aaron Donald. I think he's a great defensive player, and I think he is one of the best defensive players that I've seen watching NFL football. So I'll go with Aaron Donald, Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk, and Kurt Warner.
Not bad. That's
exactly what I would have done, so really? I'll save all my anger for whatever Gary tries to pick for his team.
No, I think it's good. Really
great
good.
Minds think alike, Kellen.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, like father, like son.
I know. I love Jack Youngblood back in the day. Jack Youngblood was incredible for him, but that was in the 70s. And then he may have gotten into the – I think he did get into the 80s. He's the guy who played in the Super Bowl against the Steelers with a broken leg. But, man, other than that, I mean, I'm trying to think. That's like – Warner is the best quarterback they've ever had, for sure.
You can say Sam Bradford.
Yeah, he
could have been.
If he would have never got hurt,
could have been.
He could have been, yeah, for sure. So, but I mean, yeah,
he would have been really good.
That's some good stuff there, Garrett. What about the San Francisco 49ers?
I am gonna have to go with the second best player in NFL history. You know, I think we got to go with Jerry Rice, and then. You know, third best player in NFL history. Got to go Joe Montana. And then probably another, like, top 30 player all time, Steve Young. And then I'm going to toss one in there, defensive side of the ball, kind of new age guy. I'm going to go Patrick Willis, linebacker.
Not bad.
So I'm trying to – I'm not going to pick it all from, like, the same generation because I know they had some good defensive guys. They had – Charles Haley obviously was really good too.
He was good.
Won a lot of
Ronnie Lott, man.
Yeah, but again, I just can't pick like three guys from the same exact team.
You could. But you choose not. Nick Bosa.
It's just all that shows why Joe Montana wasn't that good.
Nick Bosa, yeah, no.
I could throw to Jerry Rice.
Stop it. Stop it. Jerry Rice was great because of Montana.
No, Jerry Rice made Montana. Let's be honest.
There's no shot.
Pearson made Roger Staubach. Let's be honest. No.
There we go.
You need to stop doing crazy stuff with a podcast because that doesn't make any sense. I think when it's all said and done, Nick Bosa has a shot to be on there. Maybe. In the discussion, he may not be in it because they've got so many really good players, but definitely in the discussion for sure. I mean, dadgum, T.O. was pretty good for a while. I'm trying to think. The tight end who caught the pass from Montana. What's that?
I want to say it was like Casey or Clark.
Dwight Clark. Yeah, Dwight Clark.
Dwight Clark
was incredible. They've had some really good players throughout the years. And even before that, I could see his face. And I just can't think of his name, the quarterback. But he was really good in the 60s, I believe, early 70s. But here are my Arizona / St. Louis Cardinals. I could go 1-4, but I in no particular order. But I mean, really, Larry Fitzgerald's probably the best player that ever played for the Cardinals. By the name of Jim Hart, one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time in the 70s with the St. Louis Cardinals. He would be on that Mount Rushmore as Dan Dierdorf, one of the best offensive linemen for the Cardinals in the history. He's a Hall of Famer, fantastic player. And then Aeneas Williams, a cornerback from the Arizona Cardinals. I think he did end up in the Rams. I don't know if he won a Super Bowl with them or not, but he did finish his career with the Rams. But those are my four. Anybody I'm missing that you can think of? No. Kyler Murray, no shot.
If Kurt Warner would have won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same.
They came so close.
Yep, there.
And Quan Bolden, you know?
He was good. He's I think he's in the discussion and probably in the top eight or so for sure. And that's the thing is, like, you think modern, like, day, like, nowadays, last 20 years or so, but they had some really good players. Larry Wilson back in the day. They had some good running backs. O.J. Anderson, but then he won a Super Bowl with. Yeah, his last, 2 years maybe?
Hey, DeAndre Hopkins made that one catch.
All right, if you could have dinner with three sports figures, either, you know, they could be, you know, live, past, whatever, what three sports figures would you have dinner with? The three of them, you sitting around a table and they're with you for 4 or 5 hours and you're just having discussions. Like, who wants to go first?
Yeah, give me LeBron James, Colin Kaepernick, Megan Rapinoe.
Wow.
Joking.
No, that you locked it in. That dad is going to surprise you for your birthday.
that's your answer. You can't change. Now.
Yeah, but if I had to give a second three, you know, I'd go Adrian Peterson.
Nope.
Roger Staubach, only because mainly, you know, I'm going to pick his brain on, you know, business because dude's so rich now.
He's the richest sports and former athlete.
Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
Number three, probably MJ.
Okay. And when I say sports figures, that's coaches and whatever, but Kellen or Diego, who wants to go next? Three of them. Kellen, you're probably going to take Peyton Manning, aren't you?
I was going to say Kobe, Russ, and Peyton Manning.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
You said Russ?
Oh, yeah.
Like Russell Westbrook?
No, Wilson. No, of course Westbrook. Favorite player of all time.
That's what I thought. I was thinking Wilson, my bad.
The bum.
All right, Diego, what about yourself? Three sports figures.
I'm going to start off with my favorite OU quarterback of all time, Baker Mayfield. I think the guys be entertaining at dinner, you know. I'm going to go with Russell Westbrook as well. My favorite Thunder player of all time. The loyal one, you know, the true.
We need to replace
him. And my third one, I'm going to go with too soon. My third one is tough because, you know, I love baseball. I also love soccer. It's kind of tough, but I'm going to go with somebody that I've been watching a lot lately. He's from my home country. I think he's one of the best baseball players in the league, and that's Ronald Acuña Jr.
Okay.
From Atlanta.
I actually even know who that is.
Well, I will tell you the Good. Three that I you would should. Pick. The three I would pick would be Roger Staubach. I would love to pick, just talk to him. I just feel like he would be very serious, you know, and just, I don't know if he would joke much. You know, that's the only thing I would have an issue with. I don't know about issue, but just, but like Garrett said, yeah, pick his brain about business. The other two would be coaches, Barry Switzer and Jimmy Johnson. I think that would be, I would laugh my rear end off. The stories those two guys could tell. Switzer, I could just sit there and just listen to stories with him talking. Would be fantastic. I mean, just, and then Jimmy Johnson, I would love to just sit there and have a conversation with him as well. All of them. And Barry, and with Barry and Jimmy knowing each other, going to college together and knowing each other for quite a while, that, you know, they busting each other's chops. That'd be kind of funny to listen to. The honorable mention one for me would be, honestly, it would be Kobe Bryant.
It's a good pick.
The dude, I didn't realize how good he was, and the motivational stuff he does and talks about, or did talk about, and how he would get up so early, and his thought process of all the training that he would do is just, that's who I would think it would be Kobe. If you had an honorable mention, who would it be? Have you thought about that?
Shaq.
Dude, I was thinking
that about would be entertaining.
Shaq. Entertaining and business, like kind of like a Staubach pick. He'd be, yeah, like that man makes so much money.
And
so
you get a good investments. You get a bunch of food because I guarantee he'd eat a lot.
I have two honorable mentions. One of them is the great Charles Barkley. I think he would be a clown at dinner.
That'd be great.
I also like to golf with him. I think it'd be funny to golf with him. And then I think Tiger Woods would be a good one. Dad Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he can bring Charlie with him. That's fine too. I think he's a lot better man now. I think he'd be a,
oh, sure.
He can teach me some golf tips.
Sure.
I already gave you my six, so.
Yeah, okay.
Fox Den Sports.
Would you rather play a New Year's Day game or a Thanksgiving game?
Are you talking like?
If you're playing, let's say you were playing football.
Like a New Year's Six Bowl?
Yeah. Would you rather play a New Year's Six Bowl or an NFL Thanksgiving game?
Probably New Year's Six.
Probably Thanksgiving because it's just such a tradition. But I'd be disappointed. I'd be missing out on that food.
Well, yeah, if you're playing in Thanksgiving Day, then that means you made the pros and you're getting paid. So there you go.
And you got to eat that dry turkey when you win later.
And I feel like everybody's watching you that day because everything's closed. Everybody's with their family. And if you play good enough, you get the turkey at the end.
Everybody but Bass Pro Shops, when I worked there for the 2 years, they had to make sure they had people walk in there because, oh, we're a destination people want to see. Whatever. Anyway. All right, I've got a couple other questions for y'all. One is a food-related question. You want the food or you want the NBA Legends question first? Which one?
Food.
Okay. We may have done one of these before. I don't remember. We've done so many of them. But rank these foods blindly. So what we're going to do, Diego, is there's four different or five different foods that I'm going to talk about, and you're going to rank them 1 through 5 without knowing what comes next. All right. So chicken wings, buffalo chicken wings.
2.
Wait, are they buffalo or just any type of sauce wing?
Any type of sauce, whatever sauce is your favorite.
Yeah, we'll go 3.
Okay. Cheeseburgers.
2. I'll probably go 1.
You're going to regret that.
I got to go 1. I love burgers.
I love burgers. So do I, but there might be only one thing I love more, and we'll see if that's coming.
Little hot dog. Hot dogs.
5.
What about chili on them? Little chili dogs, you know, with that hot dog.
4.5.
Yeah, yeah. 5.
6.
Tacos.
4.
I'm real scared at what comes next. I gotta go 4 in hopes that, but that could very well be 1, but 4.
Pizza.
1. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're hoping?
3 for me.
That's the only reason I put burgers at 2 was the hopes of pizza.
I guess pizza's 2. Gary, are we the same person?
No. No, I had we have pizza and wings flipped.
Okay.
So, Diego, what's the best pizza place in Oklahoma City? If you were going tonight to eat pizza and somebody said, hey, we're going to pay for your
money's
meal.
Not a problem.
Money's not a problem. Where do you want to go? Where would you go for the pizza?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like Deep Deuce in downtown.
Really? I never heard of it.
They got some good pizza there.
Is that a deep dish?
Falcone's is really good.
Falcone's is good.
Yes, that is
If you order a pizza, if you order by the slice, it's not that good. But when you order a full pizza, it's delicious.
Me and Gannon got that, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I think whenever Amy and Callie were in Ecuador, it was pretty good. That's good.
But actually, I think my answer would actually be Incredible Pizza, though.
I don't know. There's still one around? Is it still on like Northwest? What is it?
Yeah, it's still there. It's still there.
I didn't know it was still there. That's garbage.
It all sucks.
Right. All right, here we go. Call Gannon and tell him he still has his job.
You guys are going to rank these NBA legends blindly without knowing which player comes next, all right?
Can you explain the rules again?
Seriously? You're joking, right? You're making fun of me, I guess.
We've heard it 3 times this episode.
Have you really?
We hear it 3 times per.
I want to hear them again.
All right, whatever. These are NBA legends, guards, shooting guards. All of them are shooting guards. Dwayne Wade. Ranking 1 through 5, where would you put him?
3.
Wait, you said it's only going to be shooting guards?
Yeah, it's only shooting guards.
Dwayne Wade. Yeah, 3.
Allen Iverson.
4.
2.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll go 4.
Kobe.
2. I'm going to be real ticked if this doesn't go the way I'm expecting.
Yeah, I'm going 2, but I can see in Dad's face this might be a mistake. But I'm going 2.
Can't wait to have like Victor Oladipo. I'm going 1.
Reggie Miller.
5.
5.
Who?
He was good.
Reggie Miller, 4.
Michael Jordan.
1.
Number 1.
Oh, perfect.
That's right exactly where the order anyway. I would put.
5.
It would be interesting. Very interesting.
That's exactly how I would have made my list, whether it was blind or not.
Someday we're going to have to get into the how much better Michael Jordan is than LeBron James conversation with our friend Diego. Because I know Diego's dad, Mr. Zavarse, believes Jordan as well. So
he does. He does. He does. He does agree with you.
You come from some smart folks there, I'll say.
I do.
That'll be another day.
I do. He reminds me every day.
Good when man. It takes you to Incredible Pizza.
He doesn't maybe, take me. He doesn't
hey, dude,
take me there.
Tell him to get you a microphone for Christmas or something. Maybe. What do you think?
Just a dongle. Well,
have him get you some Cox.
Yeah, I just need the adapter and we're good next time.
Get the Cox. What is it? The
what?
The what am I trying to say? Wi-Fi.
The what?
So moving on. It's been fun. It's been fun having our good friend Diego on here, and this will be posted on YouTube here very shortly. It usually goes on YouTube first, and then I'll go through and try to cut out a few things for our podcast, because you've got or for you can get on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify. There's so many different avenues, and the Google is our YouTube one is a fantastic way to watch us as well. And then you've got, I don't know, did you guys see my interview with Billy Gazonis, me and Marcio? It's pretty good. Good stuff. He was a soccer player for the Tulsa Roughnecks.
It was great.
He was not very pleased with playing for the Roughnecks, though. I don't know if you caught that.
I know. That was kind of, I don't know if you were expecting that or not, or if it said it in his book.
He didn't say anything about the Roughnecks in his book. I did watch another podcast of his, and I knew how he kind of felt, but I was fine with it. I really wanted to get in a little bit more for the NASL. Talk to him a little bit about it from a player's perspective. He said he'll get on it again at some point, because then I can just, you know, talk to him. I mean, because I really want to know about my favorite player, Billy Caskey, just some crazy stories about him and some of these other players. But that's the plan. So, and the Diego, maybe one day we'll be able to be on that coach's corner edition, because we also want to talk to coaches as well, coaches, players, whoever. And just have a little interview with them. It's just something a friend of mine, Marcio, and I started up. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I love to talk about my OCS Saints.
That'd be cool. How do you guys think you're going to be very good this year?
Yeah, we got a shot. Hopefully, we got some good players, some guys that are being looked at by some big name schools, and I think we can put something together to hopefully win a state championship, if not make a deep run. So we'll see.
That's cool. Kel and Garrett, you guys got anything else? Anything for supper tonight that you guys have? Garrett hasn't eaten yet, but I mean, Kel, it's like what, almost 10 o'clock there?
Yeah, I'm about to heat up some tikka masala. A little Indian cuisine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what that is.
Just
no idea.
Fire is what it is.
Fire. Very good. Garrett, anything?
No.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I will tell you, we appreciate Diego being on here again. I guess it's the second. I thought it was third at least, but hey, second time, maybe we'll get you some Johnnies for that from Garrett. So he'll take care of you next time you guys go.
Little
Johnny's burger. So, but yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Diego.
Yeah. Give me the company car and maybe.
I appreciate you guys. I promise next time I'll get a mic.
No, I mean,
so you're gonna be out next week.
If you guys invite me every week, I love to be on.
This is a great show.
Diego, awesome. I've invited you like the last 3 weeks.
Dude, I have a laptop and I finally got a MacBook, and then now I figure out I have to buy an adapter. What is this world? I don't get it.
I'm just looking for some lighting. I can't get any lighting in here. I got such a great background here.
On Amazon, you could get like $5. You could get a light to put on top of your computer and
it shines. You think it worked pretty good?
No, I have one. Doesn't work very well. You got to get the official light ring. It'll light up the whole room and it won't be just straight on your face.
Yeah. I was going to say the one you showed me a little while ago,
the one that I'm using. It's
yeah.
This room doesn't have a light and you can see me.
I see a lot of lights back there in the background.
It's no lie, but I'm looking at,
but there's no light like in the ceiling. Everything on my face is the light room.
Ooh,
or light ring.
Sweet.
Interesting.
We would love to let our listeners know that we appreciate you listening to us. Follow us again on YouTube. Actually, you can subscribe to that channel, and then you'll be able to see our Foxton podcast as well. But
make sure to hit the bell to get notified every time we make a post.
Yes, yes. And you know, thanks for helping having us be a part of your day. It's been pretty special. I would like to remind everyone that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
Remember to join the Skulk.
Until next time. Good.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.